Good morning. Welcome to Kol Boker, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Pekudei. And we're going to talk about Korban Mincha and Haman's surrender. You'll see it's all based on an initial Gemara. And I'd like to acknowledge the anonymous sponsorship. It's Chus for Yeshua, Refu, and the son of Yeshua, Ben Yodena, and Chen Ches Rechem for the hostages. And all the Chayalim should have protection. And should only know Yeshua's. And Bekara Purim should be the bang. Okay. Let's take a look at source number one. If you're not familiar with this Gemara, it's like it's almost like a Medrash Pliya. So, if you recall, what's the turning point in the Megillah? It's Balayla Hu Nadash Nasamelech, right? Everyone will agree, Perek Vav, right? So, Achashverosh has trouble sleeping, and he asks to bring the coffers, and they see that there was this Jew, Mordechai, who saved the king's life by calling attention to some plot. And he says, Manasi Karudula, what did he do to him? He says, I don't know, we don't have a record. And there are all these beautiful midrashim that he tried to skip it, and the Avadim didn't want to acknowledge it, and the pages just kept turning, and the Malach comes and turns them back, and so forth. In any case, so Achashverosh says, nope, this, I won't have it my way. In my culture, we have a karas hatov, and what does he do? He tells, calls in Haman in the morning, and he says, Maher, as soon as possible, the whole dialogue, and he said, get Mordechai, and put on Big Day Malchus, take him to the town, right? So this Gemara starts with that point in time, which is sort of a day later. Haman, of course, you can see he's not exactly thrilled to do this, right? His ultimate nemesis. Everyone's bound down to him except for one Yidala. Ozel Ashkecha de Yasri Rabban Kamei. He saw Mordechai. Who's Tit Mordechai? He's learning. Rabbanan here means the students, Tamidim, okay? Machvele, and what were they learning? So Mordechai was demonstrating to them, Machvele Hilchas Kemitza, the Rabbanan. He was demonstrating how you take a kain. It's a very skillful avoid the kain. It's the first part, the ikker part of a mincha. That's the equivalent of shechita by carbon. By the coin, somehow I can't even do it. It scoops up with fingers in a certain way, and that minimum of soilus is burnt on the mizbeach, and that elicits a kapara. So he was intrigued by this. He says, "Kivin the chazi Mordechai, dapik l'kapa." Suddenly Mordechai sees Haman coming. V'susei miyachav, he's got his horse and everything. Mir says, Mordechai got anxious. Amar l'rabbanan, he tells the students, "Hi, Rishil Mikan Nafshikasa. He's coming to take my life." That was, of course, that the natural reaction, right? Zilu mikamei diloy tichvu begachlasi. Please get out of here, so that you don't get caught up in my call. In other words, that you don't go down with me. It's a metaphor. But he's shaitan. Inside the Mordechai become a loser. Mordechai engaged in davening. Asa Haman v'yosel kamei v'oyrich adasal Mordechai adasloisa. Haman is playing respectful. He's on a respectful mission here. All right, Mordechai is davening. Let me wait till he finishes davening. Amar lahu. He starts carrying on a dialogue with the students. Can you see the scene here? Arch enemy number one is in the Bais Medrash, starting to carry on a chat with the students. But Maya Siktu, what are you learning exactly? What are you learning? Amrulai, they said, you know what? Bismash Beis Hamikdash Kayim, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, Man de Menadev Mincha, I underline that, whoever donates a cup of Mincha, right? Maya Saleh Meloy Kum to the Sulsa has taken off, or the coin takes off a koimitz. And that is the kapara, right? Because they burned it on the mizbeach, like we said. Amar lahu, Haman says, really? He said, Asa maleikum tzekimcha didu, your koimitz of soilus, your koimitz of flour, dochi asar alfikikr kasper didi, and it's going to override, overrun, cancel out my 10,000 kikr that I devoted, that I offered to Achashverosh to basically do the job. The what? My inyashmita, that's a hashinai. What does this have to do with the price of tea in China? That's why we're here today. So my question is, you know why I'm here. Now I know why you're here. Okay, so my question is, what is the mechanism? Okay, what is the mechanism? How does a korban mincha cancel out, override Haman's decree? Right? That's what we're going to focus on. Okay? If you're interested in the answer, Shlomo, you're in the right place today. Okay, so that's what intrigued me as well. So let's just look at Rashi. We're going to have three approaches, by the way, just for the record. So Rashi, Rabbanim is Tamidav, Hilchos Kmitzah. Why were they learning Kmitzah, the Mincha? Why? So since Rashi adds something, you see the source for it shortly. Dorish Binyan Shayoyim. Why were the Pinkel just learning? Because Shisha Asa Benisin Hayah. So if you figure out when what's the matter? When was this? Which? What was the date? He said it was the 16th. I actually thought it was the 15th for some reason. So the night of the Seder. When is the Belaila who Nadud Ashtas HaMelech? It's the night of Pesach, right? So you figured that's around midnight. And then he probably calls Haman the next day. And then this way he goes the following day. Anyway, so according to Rashi, and you see, there's a source for this. Shisha Asa B'Nissan, this is the 16th of Nissan. Hu Yom Tnufas HaOmer. So Rashi is adding something. This was not just any mincha, it was a particular mincha. And this is the Omer. What did you bring on the essentially first day of Chol HaMoed? Tamati de Chadash. You brought a carbon Omer. That's called Minchas HaOmer. Okay? Now, it's not clear from the Gemara alone that it's necessarily the Omer, but anyway, Rashi adds. You'll see in a minute, there's another variation. This is Megillas and Medrash Rabbah on Esther, which we'll get to. Okay? So far, it's coming in Yonah the Omer. So that's what they're learning that. So it's not a coincidence. Tosfos is going to address this mechanism of 10,000. How do you get the 10,000? We discussed this once in the past. Thank you, Ira. We discussed this once in the past. So there's a Tosfos on the page. Dochi Asar Alfa Kikru Kasper. Shamati Tosfos, I heard. She Asar Alfa Kikru Kesef Oilin Chotin Shechel Kolechel Meyisrael. Shehayu Sheish Meos Elef Kishiyatim Mitzrayim. So, Tosfos, this is a famous Tosfos, although we have to figure out the accuracy of the count. Tosfos says that literally, the Machzor Shekel, this also implies a previous Gemara that we've had in the past, where the Gemara says that that's in Daf, I think it's Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that Rish Lakish says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Haman was going away into Achashverosh. 10,000 kikar of silver. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cut my shkol of the shkol. That was, I think, our inaugural shir over 2 years ago. I checked my records. Basically, he's saying that our machzor shekel preempts his. So that's another mahalach. But Tosfos uses this occasion to make a statement that a machzor shekel of 600,000 people is equivalent of Aseres Halav and Kikar Kesev. You'll see it's not so simple. So we'll have one shot. Because this week's Pasha, how's that for timing? If you look at the beginning of the Pasha, how much was that Machzor Shekel? 100 kikar. It was 100 kikar, right? So when we discussed this last time, the whole Machzor Shekel theme is that it's an inyan of Agdus, right? You give a half, I give half, it's a whole. Or Usher Layarber Badali Layamit, everyone give it this. The equal amount, so therefore it's a great equalizer. And so in the Midbar, if you're going with the Shishim Ribu in the Midbar, you counted 600,000 people above 20, right? And that yielded exactly 100 kikar. That's in our parsha, Cheshbon HaKesef. And what did they do with that 100 kikar? They made it for Adonim. So they were the sockets to uphold the boards of the Mishkan. Rashi says it in this week's parsha. How do you figure that? There were 48 krushim, 2 adonim for each board. I don't know if it was at the top or the bottom, however you figure it, or like this, I think, depending on what picture you look at. So that's 96. And the 4 remaining kikars of silver was for the ureas, I think. Vavim Lamudim, right, to hold up the ureas. So as an aside, by the way, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has an entire mimer just on this idea, on the 100 kikar and the adonim. And basically, it fits with the notion that everyone has a chelek in the foundation of the Mishkan, the walls. It's like if we had a building campaign, if everyone gave even a minimal amount, yeah, you can give $1 million if you want, but everyone gives a minimal amount, and that's going to go for the walls or the foundation. A similar idea, right? So anyway, that's from Chaim Shmulevitz. So back to here. So how do you figure? You have a great kasha. So keep that in mind, and we're going to deal with that. There are going to be two terutzim. There's going to be the Bach and the Ben Yoyada. That's next to sources. That's just to get a math straight. Hagos HaBach. The Bach is on the dot, by the way, the little Bach on the side. Toi Swiss, he says, Nira Be'enai, Pirish Akika Hu Samach Mana. He does a cheshbon with how it translates. Bishal Kodesh Kufchas Mana. So if you count the amounts, Hegdash was double the amount. A kikar of Hegdash was double, it was 120 mana. A mana is Chav Heslo, and without going into the details, so Ebazoi Haman Nasan Aser Shalafim Kikris. So Haman gave a hundredfold than the sum total of all the Machzor Shekel in the Midbar, right? He says, why? Because Shalchoyim Heyalafim Shalchoydish, a Machzor Shekel, Ba'ad Tav Reish Elev Mishan Achas. Tav Reish Elev would be 600,000 people from 1 year. So he's extrapolating that it's not just the door of the Mishkan. It's sort of a metaphor for 600,000 core, the Shamas core families forever. The Oyla Mea Kika Shul Kodesh. It ended up 100. Now, he says, look how cute this is. Yimeish Nashenu Shivim Shana. He says, the average person, the average lifespan is defined as 70. So, Umi Ben Chavim Al Nasnu Kavim Nashar. Now, the truth is, in the Midbar, it was only from Esrim to Shishim, am I right? In the Midbar, it was 20 to 60. But here he counts it, you know, indefinitely, because every other mashmin al shkalim, right? And that was for what? That went for the bedikabai. Went for the kabbanas tibur. It's the same idea. Everyone has an equal share in all the collective kabbanas. So I'm not getting a free ride with the daily talmud and so forth. I at least have a machzor shekel invested. Now, were there more people, less? Anyway, he does a figurative thing. So if an average person is giving a machzor shekel 50 years of his life, you sum up 50 times 100 kicker would be 5,000. But in the Hegdash one is double, that's 10,000. Very cute. I understand the Chizkuni says that as well. You see, they take pains to make it literal. But look at the Ben Yoyada, there's even more intriguing. We had this before. So he goes on the Taisvis. Actually, he goes on the previous Gemara, Yud Gimel. Makshim haleshkolon shul yisrael hemeya kicker, exactly what you asked, right? V'shikli haman is aser shalafim kikar. Now you can imagine how the amount that is, right? It's 100 times the entire klal yisrael amount of shekel. V'nirili beside the dishmaya, the following. This is a positive note. Bracha shal yisrael he umeya mikem revava yudayfu. If you look in the Torah, it says if we do ratzon Hashem, we have a unique bracha where 100 soldiers will chase away 10,000. Right? And look, you think of the Six-Day War, we've had Nisim Gluyim. So Nimsa Kolech and Efshur Kameya. So our 100, each of our kicker is like 100. The 100 kicker from our Parsha times 100, 10,000. So that's the Ben Yoyada. Very cute, it's an aside, but just to show you that there are other, there's some neutralizing effect here. Maya kicker Nuksham Kesesh Alevim. If you look at the word Barich, by the way, Beis is 2. And Reish, the highest, is 200. It's 100-fold. If you look in Pasha's Toldos by Yitzchak, it says, by Yisra Yitzchak B'shana Ahi, and the produce yielded Mea Sh'arim, says Rabbi Moshe Wolfson in the Emunah Sitecha, based on this morale that he plays Baruch, everything is, the definition of a bracha is multiplicative, right? In fact, the word Baruch has a base in the twos. The Chaf is a 20, that's 10-fold, and then the Reish is another 10-fold of that. 200. A Bechor, the same letters as Barech, Bechor gets Pishnayim. Right? Aleph Beis, Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, you become an Av. You have a child, you become an Av. You can play with that. Right? Aleph is number 1, and Beis is 2. That Av, father. When you become a father, you have a child. You just doubled yourself. Okay. The what? Is that what it's called? I mean, to me, it's a morale. I don't know. I went to yeshiva. I went to Tarvada. You know. Anyway, all right, Vaita. Okay, now let's look at the morale. We're going to now, the Mashah. Turn the page, that base. Mashah, source 6. That's the Mashah is on the page, and the Kedusha Goddess, it's also in Yaakov. And he goes on the Hilchas Kmitza. So he says, this is I underline a few points here. Kol hai uvda lo yadana lo remesh b'krav. What's the remesh for this whole story? With the Mordechai, the Tanoikas, and the Kmitza. There doesn't seem to be a remesh for it in the Megillah. But Kabbalah Hayabiyadim calls it. It was really an oral tradition that this is the story, that this is what happened when Haman came to get Mordechai, etc., right? Pirish Rashi, Kmitza is the Minyanah Shal Yoim, Yoim Tnufis Oimer. This was, they were talking about the Kabbalah Oimer, Adkan Lashoina. V'kein hu b'medrash Yalkut, I looked it up. There's a Yalkut Shemani also has a variation of this. B'maya Sikta, he says, B'mitis Oimer. So there it's explicit. So let's keep two things in mind. Our Gemara just says Mincha, right? If you look very carefully at source number one, the Tamidim said we're doing a Mincha, and when someone makes a Minchas Nedava, which implies any Mincha, and there's a Koimet, etc., right? The Yalka explicitly says Oimer, you'll see in a minute as well. Amalei says, what's it made of? There's a whole dialogue. Haman asks him, is it gold? Is it silver? He says, no, it's barley. The Mincha Sa'oimer that we bring on Pesach is lower than Chitim. So, but that clearly not like our Gemara. Our Gemara talked about Soilus, so you'll see he's going to address that. Aber mi mash am be samach sham le man de minad min ge mei sim le kumt to de sulte lava I mean is kavno. So I'm citing the mashah to show you that our observations were correct, that there's really two versions of this story, right? One says that they were talking about generically about a mincha. So if so, we got to understand Shlomo why a kav mincha in general. And I will have a mahalach on that based on Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. And the other seems to be that it's specific to the Omer, and we'll have two approaches to that at the end. We'll have Ksav Seifer and Rav Dessler. Okay, that's the structure. So we're going to begin to answer this question. Okay, you see what the Mashiach is pointing out? Basically, the two versions of the story, right? Is it the Mincha and Soilus, which covered Ischitim? And I'll show you all the Pesukim later. Okay. Sharei loy bo benadavim. Gam lo ha oimer soilus shrei min ha-soirim. Yes.
Rashi is a little imprecise.
Rashi is imprecise. Right. So, exactly. Rashi is going to the Gemara. That's a very good point. That's correct. It seems to be a little disjointed, but Rashi does have a makar, and it's still called Mincha Sa'imer. So we're sort of in the ballpark, we'll fine tune. So when I saw this differentiation, so I have one mahalach, like I said, on the generic Mincha, and the other is unique to the Oimer. So that's what we'll do. But the Mashal asks a few questions literally on the page. If you're going to, Mamash, just learn the Gemara, what's going on, right? I mean, if they're saying this, that the Tamidim is saying anyone who donates a Mincha. Well, if we're talking about the Oimer, you don't donate the Oimer. That's a collective. That's a chiyuv. That's not, oh, you know, I give a mincha, I'm bringing flour. First of all, it's not flour. It's soyer. It's barley. And secondly, it's a collective of carbon sibur that's bought on what? Chalamoy Pesach, right? So, all right, so those are the points of the Mashah. So that was my main point. He answered the point. What's the yochid with nadam mincha shukabana? See, he's not introducing an idea here that'll be one of the themes. Yesh lefarish shifligu loy beinyan the yochid hamnadam mincha shukabana shal dalad dalas. Who brings a mincha? Who volunteers a mincha? The poorest are the poorest of people. Now, apa bishub is much vesem miskape bechaymet shemir nekra. It's still the forgiveness, and it says nefesh ki sakriv mincha. I'll show you in a minute. Kilu hikriv nefesh. Okay, then he goes into this whole thing whether now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, learning about Mincha is as if you were the Mincha. So there was virtue in them learning about it. Okay, so that the Mashal kind of introduces the kernel of an idea, and I'm going to take that much further in a minute. Okay, so you have the two themes here. I wrote in my handwriting, Mincha versus Omer, and that there are thus to be some inconsistencies on our page of the Gemara Megillah. Source 7, En Yaakov. So he's asking like this. Hadaloi pishu kein le'el kesher haman amal lishka sesel of kesef. How come Tosfos gives you this fact and figure, this equivalence over here with the dialogue between the Tamidim and Haman versus earlier on in Daf Yud Gimel where the Gemara says with the Maimer of Rish Lakish, that when Haman is actually weighing the 10,000, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my machas HaShekel preempted you. So he says, La'el hava mina lehepech, HaShem Yisbaruch mezdamen Haman minyan zeh. In other words, we have a half a shekel, and it equals 100 kicker, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, so based on that, you can give 10,000, but it's already neutralized. Here, it's sort of after the fact. Here, Higdim should claim Akshav Amaloy Maloy Kum Tzidithu Shapi Pishotesh Tam Laminyaze. Basically, he's just telling Zechon the detail and why Tosfos is focused here. Now that Haman is engaged with these students and he tells them about the Kaimitz, so he said, I already gave the 10,000, right? Although you see, technically, Achashverosh didn't accept it. That'll appear in a minute, but in a few minutes. In any case, so that's he's trying to for Tosfos. Okay, that's a detail. Now you have a whole other little sub theme here in source 8. That's Anaf Yosef also Pirush on the En Yaakov. He said the students say Kihave Be Migdash when there was a Beis Hamikdash. Melashon said Mashmash Shebizman Mordechai Lo Yikivu Beis Hamikdash. They were not Markov anymore. The Tamani of Mashukas of a Yairus Drash. He quotes who wrote the Yairus Drash? Anybody? Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. What's what? Yeah. So the question is, can you still have brought certain kabbonis at that time? You see, he's going to explain it. He says Yairus Drash Bechelik Rishon says Abi Me Mordechai Vester He Krivu BeBeis Hamikdash Ki Bezman Koyresh Rishon Kvar Karvu. Apparently, there was some demarcation, at least of the Mizbech. I don't know how far they were in the building campaign. So the Yairus Drash implies that there was some akrava. So he asks from our Gemara on the Yairus Drash. So that I wrote here in English. That's a sub theme. They started to build it. Right. How much year before? How much before was this approximately? I don't know the math. Something like that, right. Because this is already beyond the 70 years. Yeah, I always saw it as there's absolutely no activity on Bayis Sheni till after the full 70 years, and then there's more. So anyway, you know the Cheshbon? As to when it was given. Anyway, so this is again
a mistake in Cheshbon of Belshazzar.
Oh, because they thought that what? That the 70 years ended earlier? Achashverosh had all the Kelim and Beis Hamikdash. The what? Speak up. Oh, it's up, and we're not getting back anymore. Good point. Right. So somewhere there is a discrepancy of 18 years. Anyway, so just however you want to interpret it, it's a sub theme here. You know what's intriguing is you see there's a Gemara of a few lines. And how all the Mefarshim just tackle every nuance and everything has a meaning, and you try to restore a sense of internal consistency. Okay, so look what he ends up with. And Yerushalayim, so he's trying to reconcile it. Maybe they were taka were makriv of it already in some fashion. However, this is source 8. We're here in Chutzlaris in Persia, we're learning. Right, so even if the Beis Hamikdash is going on today, we're at least learning here. Okay, and we're learning Dine Oimer. If the Chiyave Beis Hamikdash Hakayim, Mishum Sheyir Yorum, you know, it's very interesting. This is a real speculative point. I have the double asterisk. Yoru Legalus Leish Rosh Shemakrim Yerushalayim. The Tamidim were afraid to tell Haman, oh yeah, we know that this is going on already today. It's hard to understand. Haman would not have known this, right, if there was an official sanction. So anyway, this is Drush. Take it for however you want to understand it. So that's the story with that. Okay, let's look at now the Medrash Rabbah. Source 9 is the fuller version referencing to the, we'll call it the Omer version. And now you see where Rashi got it from. So this is the Medrash Rabbah on Megillas Esther, Source 9, Ma'akachas Levush, same story, Halacha to Mordechai, he was afraid, he was Tamidim were in front of him, very clear, Tamidim, right, doesn't say Rabban, Amar Lahem, Banai, Rutsu, run away, V'ibadli B'chan, get out of here, Shulaitichu B'chalasi, a variation of this same phrase, so you don't, Haman Rasha Bala Argeni, Amru, look at this, this is not in the Gemara, Im Tamus Namus Imach, the Tamidim showed a remarkable Mesiras Nefesh. This is really a heart-wrenching phrase, and it's part of the turning point. The Tamidim say, if Haman's out to get you, you're afraid he's going to kill you, we're staying. Isn't this amazing? It's like a Holocaust threat here.
It's like Ruth-esque.
The what?
Rus.
Oh, Rus, right, Rus. Right, very good. Now, so therefore, I'm going to have him in Cain, I'm going to fill it. V'nipta b'tachat fillah. Mordechai is saying, okay, if we're all doomed. He doesn't know that Haman is coming to take him for a ride, correct? In the chair, the king's chariot, in his garb. So he said, let's all daven. If he's going to take us, he'll take us. At least it'll be a Kiddush Hashem. Askin behilchus mitzvahs ha'omer. I double underline that. So you see from the medrash explicitly. Okay, so that this was the source for omer. Shrei oisa yoim tezayin nisan. So you see Rashi's source. I guess it took another day for Haman to go to the king, get the instructions, and he had to sleep on it. What's your question?
That was it. Will you underline the niftar mitzvah tefillah? What is that? He didn't.
Oh, that we should die through davening.
Oh,
yeah, nipater meaning nifter min oilam. Yeah, nifter. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't explain. What? Be'echad, right, nipater. Lashon nifter, he was nifter. Nipater b'toch ha'tfilah. Basically, if we're going to die, yeah. In other words, if they're going to die, that should be through tefillah. Okay, so here you see the source. Yeah, b'chislan lashon, right.
What does that mean?
They finished that.
Perhaps.
Neutralize what they want.
Perhaps, yeah, all right. See, the real Kabbalah. All right. Then he says the Omer. My main point is that it was Omer here. Oysa Yomer Kriven Omer, Bismash Meshul Kayim. Oysa Hamelagabe, who came, Bemet, and Oyskin, the same story, turned the page, go to Dav Gimel. Okay, Bemetus Omer. Okay, shh. Okay, Adaud of Siv, Imtakimilchus Bikurim, etc., etc. So here it's a little more elaborate. And so he says, he showed him the Kmitza. And then Haman asks him, by the way, this koimetz, is this mao? Is it the dove? Is it from gold? Or the kesev? Is it silver? I'm like, no. Loi the dove, it's not from gold, not from silver. Loi the chitin, it's not even chitin, it's iron. So you see a different dialogue. You see how different this is than Al-Gemara? They're saying explicitly it's the oimer and it's sirem. It's the cheapest of the cheap. So he said, Bekamahu time didehu basar kunterin, is it like at least 10 kikar? I'm going to say, no, loy sagim basar minion. So that's a metaphor for, a serious afer. Just a tenth. It's not even 10 kikars. Amalu, kumu, get up, you free boys, the nitzachin, asar minchain, lasar, you're a serious afer, alfe kunterin, the cast of dili, my thousands of kikars. Now, so let's try to explain this. What is the mechanism? We'll finally get to your question. What is the how is a carbon mincha in the generic? So I had a chop here. I had this one I'm going to share now. I thought of as a part of a whole in another context. It was exactly 10 years ago. It's the offer for my son-in-law, and it fell out exactly like this year. It was Shabbos. It was Erev Purim. So there's the mechutin's got to speak. And so I tried to weave together. That year was Parshas Vayikra, and then it was Erev Purim, and I had this Gemara. So I had a chap. I reviewed Rav Shimshon Rosh Hirsch. I don't have another Lashon Kodesh. It was a new English came out. So I summarized it. I'm gonna share to you my summary in a minute. But let's look at some prerequisite pointers about a Korban Mincha. Source number 10 is the next week's Parsha. V'nefesh ki sakrif korban mincha la'Hashem, soilus. The basic mincha comes from soilus, that's flour. There are secondary, how would you call the oil, or right? And levaina is frankincense, right? You're going to bring it to the kohen. V'kamatz malaykum t'misalta. The ikar of the mincha, exactly like the student said, is the koimetz, right? And the mishamri takes from the oil too, etc., and then he brings it to the mizbeach. And the rest is considered kodesh hakodashim, and the noiser goes to the haran. So Rashi says nefesh, this is alluded to by the mashal, source 11, please. V'nefesh ki sakrib, loy neema nefesh b'kol kabanos nadava el v'mincha. What are the other main kabanos nadava? Either oila or shlomim, right? In fact, historically, if you wanted to eat meat, you had to bring a shlomim, I'm not sure that was normative. In any case, so says Rashi here, it's based on the Gemara of Menachos, we'll show it to you shortly, that, by chattis, you do say nefesh ki sechta, that's throughout. Because why? When you bring a chattis, you have to envision as if the behemoth is in lieu of the person, a kapara, exactly. We'll get to that, right? So here, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So midak is not the mincha. Who brings a mincha? Ani Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mal ani anav kilu hikrib nafshay. So keep this point in mind. So this is the first major idea. There's something about a mincha that represents the ultimate mesiras nefesh. He doesn't have anything, and he's eking out right some soilus, and that's what brought Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know what? It's nefesh kisaki mincha. That little bit that he's bringing for me, it's as if he's bringing his entire nefesh, as if he's, you know, subjugating himself totally. Okay, so that's this Rashi. Soilus, oimar la minchastam, is minchasoilus. So we know that we're talking about flour. So based on this, on these psukim, the Tamidim of Mordechai are perfectly accurate, right? They're talking about soilus, they're talking about kmitza, they're talking about a mincha. Because a stam mincha, that's what I'm showing you the Rashi. Stam mincha is soilus, flour. Flour from wheat. The kaimitz is done still when it's flour, not after it's baked. And he goes into the whole thing that all the others are baked first, and then you take off a piece. The next Rashi, soilus ain soilus min achitim. Same story, soilus chitim of ain mincha pchusim isaren. What's the minimum of a mincha? Is saren, okay? A saren of what? A series of eifer. Shenema v'isaren soilus the mincha. That's further in Vayikra. And he's sorry the whole mincha. So you have a few points now about a mincha, right? A plain mincha is chitin, soilus. The kmitz is while it's soilus, that's the kapara. And its amount is isarin, a series of eifer. Okay. Now, just to show you the Talmudic source for this, source 12, it's another idea. There's one other idea. Can people be menadev a mincha as a partners? Can people be menadev oila as a partner, a shlamim? Anyone remember the halacha? So it's a fairish mishnah. Look at source 12. This is all building block to Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, the dimensions of a mincha. So just look at the double asterisks. Ein shnai misnadev nisaren echad. The mincha is a minimum. It's the core, the basic, and we can't be partners in mincha. We want to be partners in oila and a shlamim and behemoth. That's fine, right? So this is an important halacha. It's a mishnah. Ava misnadvin oilu shlamim. V'oifa filu pray to achas. Okay. Now the gemara. Look at the next asterisk. Ain't shnai misnadvin. Why my time? Ilay mishnuksif takriv oilu. Not mikitav. Anyway, he goes into the whole thing. So he says, just skip a few lines where I asterisk. Rav Yitzchak mipnei manish nanis mincha shenem of a nefesh. Why does mincha say nefesh? This is the source for the Rashi. So you kind of can't split it. Basically, Reuven is the one who's giving this. He's makiv his nefesh. You can't be partners in his being makiv his nefesh. It's a unique, right? Just like in a chatas, you can't be a partner either, right? But in other nedavos, you could be. All right, so keep that point in mind. Okay, now, how much was this? Look at source 13, Daf Dalet. Just a few psukim. This goes back to the man. Is there something about mincha, man? Doesn't sound like it rings a bell a little bit? Mincha, man? Okay, so this is Reb Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. This is not my idea. So you're getting there. So this is a building block. Okay, so now, Vayiru Ishach, this is, I just called you a few of the psukim from the Parshas Haman, two segments, the beginning and the end. Right, they complain to a food, suddenly something shows up on the next morning. Manhu. So Pasha Taich is Manhu. Vus is this? What is it? They didn't know what it was, right? And then says Moshe in the next pasuk. This is the bread. Everyone's going to get exactly what they need, right? It sounds familiar. Machzor Shekel, right? Same language. Oimer lagulgoilus. Oimer is called, the man is also called Oimer. So you start seeing some juxtaposition here. And everyone, by the way, you know, they settled, there's a beautiful medrash on the man. They settled in Torahs. Because you had just enough to feed your family and your animals. And someone said, this is my ox, this is your ox. Meanwhile, I'm short and you have enough for you. Obviously, it's your ox. Anyway, so there's a lot of beautiful things. The point is, everyone got their minimal staple for sustenance. That was part of the miracle. That was a miracle within a miracle. Okay? Now, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayomaydu Ba'Oimer, and Moshe tells him, hide away. Say Shom Tzitim Eloha Oimer. And then finally, Pasuk Lamed Vav, double asterisk, Ba'Oimer, Asiris Ha'efa. Sounds like the Mincha and the Oimer and the Mar and the Midbar, Hainu Hach, right? This is all one idea. So, Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, I didn't Xerox it because it's about 10 pages in English. So I actually had summarized some of the points in English myself. So I'll share the summary, and what I'm invoking now is the Mahalach of Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch And I gave you some of the preliminary sources to now explain why the mincha is the vehicle for neutralizing the shkalim. The mincha is the ultimate mesiras nefesh. The mincha is the ani. The mincha is the minimal staple. The mincha you can't bring in partnership. It's all every individual unique. And every student was taka mesiras nefesh if you combine our Gemara with the Medrash. That's sort of basically the idea. But just to give you a few more points on what a mincha is, I'll shorten this because I want to get to the other last two sources. Pashup Shad, how would you define mincha? Pashup Shad, mincha is a present. Very good. Mincha is basically a gift, right? So the giver recognizes the receiver. Why are you giving someone a gift? You're kind of beholden to him. For example, it's a type of homage, Rav Shimshon Frol Hirsch says. For example, I don't know if he quotes this, by Yaakov. Mincha Hishlucha La Doini Leisa. What's Yaakov doing? He's really being subservient, right? Through that gift, he's negating himself, and he's trying to placate, but he's trying to find favor, homage, in the eyes of Esav. Okay, so the gift basically is conveying a sense of subservience or dependence on to the receiver, subjugation, and so forth. So that is really the basic meaning. Right, so I mentioned Yaakov. Rav Shimshon Frol Hirsch does not mention it. Why not? I don't know why. Now, when he goes weiter, this is now a chiddush. Those of you, anyone looking at Rav Shimshon Frol Hirsch periodically, the Hebrew is hard because it's a translation, and because he wrote in German, and a relatively new English came out like 10, 12, 15 years ago. That's really excellent. So I use that for my little, to take a couple of your points. I'm just giving you Rosh Hashanah. The shoyrish of the word mincha, according to Rav Shimshon Frol Hirsch, is nechei. Nechei. So it's not lead, which means to lead. What does that mean? The giver of the mincha is recognizing the receiver as leading him. I'm giving you a mincha. So basically, you lead me. I'm beholden to you. The same idea. However, menachas would appear, that's also the word munach. It's placed in front of you. So he's tying all this together, which means someone is I'm withholding nothing from you here. It's all yours. In other words, everything you're giving me is on hold. Everything, I'm total subjugation to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever I have is all yours. You are leading me. So he's playing on these words, right? So it's a nechei or monach. So basically everything is at your feet. Excuse me. It's temporarily on loan. So let me just get to the key idea here. So then he goes into this whole thing about the mun and oimer and asiris goes and asiris eifa. That is the minimum staple. So the oimer, the asiris eifa, is the minimum amount of daily sustenance. So says Rav Shimshon Frol Hirsch, that's the mun, that's the asiris eifa by a mincha. So I want to say that is therefore the source, the unique, and that's why partners cannot bring a korban mincha. So the mincha therefore does not represent Klal Yisrael collectively. It represents each individual. No two partners can bring a mincha. Every individual has to manifest that asiris nefesh. It's exactly, I want to extend this idea, which is exactly what the Talmidim of Mordechai did. Every Talmud individually said, we're with you, we're Moshe Nefesh. And that's why, that's part of the Isaron. The Isaron is the minimum requirement of the Mincha. Why? Because that's your basic sustenance. And that's why you had that in the Mon. That's why the Mon is Seir Sefer. That's the basic sustenance that every individual needs. Okay, so this is now one month. And that's why this is the turning point, and this is the conduit and the neutralizer of Haman. Look at the last two pages. So one Mahalach from the Ksav Sefer, he goes on why, what's unique about the Omer. Okay, so he quotes the Gemara Megillah, Daf Hey, please, source 19. Ksav Sefer is the son of the Chassan Sofer. Very beautiful. I have a two-volume version on the Chumash. They keep reprinting it. So he says, he asks a few questions. There are three questions. Look on the right-hand column. So he asks some of the questions that you all ask. Why dafka this oimer, right? Secondly, so that's another point, right? Haman is implying as if he gave it. Yeah, he intended to give it, and Achashverosh forgave it. Yeah. So you can say there was a machshava. So keep that idea in mind, because Achashverosh told him kesef nasan lach. And the third kasha is. Amu Chazal Ratzel Litin Kol Pidyonim Shel Yisrael Shesholikin Shkolim. He kind of did have some of his cheshbonos. Remember, I showed you in the beginning all those cheshbonos. Haman, at some level, intended just that. I will give a Yisrael Shalom Kikakesef to override the shkolim that they give. It fits also with the Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel. Okay, so but he the Chassid Sofer asks Akasha and Haman, "Hey, Chanas and Aliboy Hara, this is his bad heart, his evil heart. Kihem Shoykel Nakdash Baruch Hu Yishkel Achashverosh." I mean, that what was Haman's haven?
So what?
No, so he's asking, what was his haven? Did he really think? I mean, we give Malchus Shoykel Nakdash Baruch Hu. I mean, how did he even think? I mean, he's not irrational. He may be evil, but he's not totally rational. So the truth is, when we had this before, one of the Pirushim on the Ein Yaakov says that he wasn't really, if you look Pashur in the Megillah, this Aseres Shalom from Kirka Kesef, sounds like it was to hire mercenaries. He wanted a Wagner group, right? Take the boys out of jails and let's create a, I mean, right, that's not a, we have, not that that's almost, you know, daily language, that's using it as a modern metaphor. But that's, right, when you read the Megillah, don't you think that? That's what it sounds like. The one of the Purushim, then Yaakov says, no, he was really donating it for charity. He was donating it was a social service project. I will fund your Department of Health and Welfare. And you see what an astronomical amount in the wealth that he had, right?
Very nice. Afal P. Kane, right.
So how is that?
That's work.
No, no. So by the what I forgot which of the Mefarshim on the Ein Yaakov there says is he says that's why our shkolim, which is in the Dover, and we give wholeheartedly, and that's Adar Mashmin Al Shkolim. So that's taka to neutralize his social service. He was trying to give tzedakah. So our tzedakah preempt. Anyway, that's an aside. So either way, the kasher blayp. You're right. So you have three little questions. So look what he says here. Biwa Davam, Amar Haman Alibo, he says the following. The internal, not just the one in the Midbar. The eternal Machzor Shekel, every year, we learned Pashas Shkolim last week. Why? Because we should have an equal share in the Kabbanah Tzibur. I mentioned that in passing in the beginning. Basically, all the public service that everyone benefits from, we're all equals in. Someone mentioned it before. That Achashverosh had all the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash were what? Were in Persia. It was in their coffers. So it went up with Bavel. It was under his kingdom. Kishamu Chazal, Hoitzi kol mon of the Mikdash will love a Mikdash Kohen Gadol. That fits with what he was saying before, that they had the Cheshbon, that 70 years of Golus are over, we're never getting the temple back, and they were essentially desecrating our clay Kodesh. And by the way, that was part of the Taina and Klal Yisrael, that they were part of the Suda, and he put on the big day kahuna of all things, right? V'hakol asav agnozav, etc. V'yadua oitzis ha-melech tzichim shoymen, they needed a lot of people to guard and to watch all this stuff. V'gam im yizkalka kli amabish ha-yimetakne, zeh ha-yatzorach shmir agdoyla, v'sar memun aleim. So he gives an amazing chiddush. You know what Haman wanted the money for? To guard the clay of Migdash. Talk about the perversity. So this is a very novel. I don't know where he gets this from. It's really speculative, but it's just beautiful Jewish. So therefore, who yitin hatzaruch azel lachazek utaken? He was a machzik of the kalim. So in a way, he's preserving the. You see the paradox here? He's doing the ultimate evil, and with that. By the way, Lahavdil, it's not Lahavdil, Haman, Hitler, Machshamay, same lineage, the Einikel, also they tried to create a museum in Prague. I understand part of it was constructed of all artifacts of our culture. So that's what it was. It seems that, but I just thought of that, read the comparison. It seems part of the perversity is to show for eternity. That was, they'll live on forever by showing how he eradicated a people. That seems to be, you'd have to psychoanalyze that. I'm a behaviorist. Anyway, so, now it's a little oila l'rayin. That was within this evil mind, you can see what he was trying to do. He is like saying, I'm doing a big mitzvah, I'm preserving it. Okay, so, Hainu says, Levin Kikur Keshev, Oysam Loch, Hainu Oysam Amloch, Lahavi, Alginza Melch, Velotzaris, to preserve the thing. It's so over the page, I know.
He wants to kill all the Jews.
Right, I know. Anyway, so take it or leave it. Okay, go to the next column. I just I want to still get to Rav Deshler two more minutes. Go to the left-hand column. Vemesh lahay Yisrael shekel as klal. The truth is there was no more machta shekel per se. Ela shechash adai mekayim mitzvah adi shechayshim la'asim malam. He even knew that. He was a lamdan. So he knew that what, if you learn, that's exactly what those students were doing. They were learning the kmitza. They were learning the mincha. They were learning the oimer. All right? So lachayin kish amra melech hakesh nashon loch. So he basically, I didn't even have to give the money. But lo yiratza l'kabal, lo hivtzi b'haman. He said, that's fine. My intention is what's good, because in the eyes of God, Rachman Alibaboy, I have the best intention to preserve the Kelei HaMikdash. This is so off the page. I sort of referenced to it when I dug up the initial sefer, and I just couldn't help but share it. So, V'loi pachot ki lo tizkai machshavtoi, ki mishuloi nasan kol pedyonik, ki amar libo, b'zeh atma nasan pedyonik, heim ragu machshavah. Just like they're giving a machshava, I gave a machshava, and it neutralized it. This is just really creative Jewish, that's all I can say. Because roitim heim litin v'enicholim to ma'oinis ha'mel. They have an oinis, I have an oinis. V'zeh asa gam hu rotza litin, aval ein ha'melch roitza l'kabal. It's almost even better. Because if you, there's a gemara someplace, that chashav lasas mitzvah v'loi asa, nenas v'loi asa, ma'al ala v'kosav ki ila asa. So I heard from my rabbi, Yitzchak Isaac Liebeshitzal, in Borough Park, if the Torah tells you ki ila asa, so if you have an oinis, you didn't do, ma'al ala v'kosav ki ila asa, you didn't roll the kavanas. So here, Haman, I'm doing over all the kavanas. Kach ala machshav terab. Emes amru chazal. Zoy shes oylo kol esek b'tar kidlik oylo. V'kiven shera Haman shemorachai esek b'kavanas. Kash amar lemorach. Haloloi tzarech hilchus kmitza klal begolus. Imshar. So what's he doing it? Ki esek b'tar kidlik kavanas. So therefore, v'chikain im asku b'din shkolim b'reish pashuk sisa ki ilu nosan mamen. The fees there. So he realized he's doomed. In other words, it called Isaac, but he realized that in what he did, simply wanting to do it, not giving it, it's not the same. He wanted to do it. But here it's because the students told him here, if they're in Galus, why do you do it? Like Isaac b'zeim sharabon, ki Isaac b'tor kilu hikur mamish. So look at the punchline. That's im asku bedin shkolim in kisisa ye ki ilu nasim mamash lefize ma hu shaloi nasim rakoshav litin loi nasim bezer kol pedyoinim shu nasim nahim bepoyal lechein amar asim malikum to do your learning dochia my kikar. So he lost out. You see what he's doing? He's going to havamin is the maskala. So he's saying, when Klal Yisrael learns the Torah, the students told him, it's as if we're giving it. The fact is I didn't give it. There's no principle like that by me. And the final, last page is Rav Deshler from a Musa. It's based on a Maral. I'll just give you the summary here because he quotes the Gemara in Megillah, and he also goes on the Omer idea, and he says the following. The whole Megillah, it's Hester. We know that, right? It's a Nes Nister. And he's mechalik between types of Nes Nister. Sometimes you see a story evolve, and you say, you know what? It's like a little gully shibinister. But sometimes it's Hester shibahester. And he said, sometimes someone who understands that even Teva is Yad Hashem. So the issue is, you see, I wrote in English there. Is it nature as a miracle or miracle as nature? So basically, and he quotes an amazing story that by the Dora Floga, you see on my right-hand side, I wrote 1656. The Dora Mabel occurred 1656 years since the beginning of time. And yet, not long later, the Dora Floga are ready to go build a castle. So Rashi quotes this Chazal, the world was destroyed with water. So he said, this is not the hand of God. It's every 656 years, something happens to the structure of the planet, and it just gets enveloped in water. There's a marble. So they took the ultimate miracle, which destroyed the world due to the evil behaviors, right? And they touched it apiteva. So in other words, taking a nesgolu and defining it as teva. Our goal is to look at teva, their general nature, and still see the nes in that. So look at the left-hand column. Halimut sheba oimer, says Rav Deshler. This is within the Purim Amaris. And it's based on a maral in Aruch Chodesh. So he said, our job is to see Ma'as Hashem in the Teva. And then he quotes the whole story that the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures, brings rain and makes sure that things grow and animals are fed, and then we have meat, and then we have bread, etc., etc. And what do? We just give him an Omer. What's the Omer? Daimer is the soyrim. Why do we bring a soyrim, by the way? We had that. It's the first thing to be to grow. So it's true that so it's almost a paradoxical thing. As we both will say, look, they're giving you next to nothing. Says the Maral, and Rav Dessler accentuated, is the mitzvah sa oimer is the idea is we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the nature. Ah, the first thing that's growing, we recognize your hand in it. And that's exactly the Megillah. So the oimer that the Talmidim learned is precisely what it takes, that recognition with Zeichut HaNes Nister. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.